Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
All right, good morning. Rogue, what day is it? Tuesday. That's good.
I thought we were missing the Wednesday thing.
I was afraid you were going to say Wednesday. I'm like, no. Last week, it was a Wednesday. She thought it was a Tuesday, which is awesome. You'd rather be a day ahead, but rather than a day behind. But no, everyone's locked in. We're locked in. Unlike the Nuggets for the first half yesterday. As this thing was playing out and they were falling behind by 22 points, I was like, maybe Michael Malone overplayed his hand a little bit after being critical after a blowout win over Utah.
Oh, you see, you were trying to pat yourself on the back. I told you.
Did I go out on Twitter or do any of that? No, because I know this team. I trust this team. I knew they'd come back. I knew they'd wake up.
I think you don't trust yourself. I think that's why you didn't go on it. But, yeah, what a great comeback, obviously. This second game, or the not the, the Celtics game, but the Phoenix game played out that way, too, where couldn't knock down a shot. They got sloppy in the second quarter. They turned the ball over. They gave up a bunch of transition buckets, which they did in the second half. They tightened up their defense in the second half and slowly, methodically picked away until they got that 125-119 victory. But, boy, I tell you what, Joker was once again.
Jeez.
I mean, I don't know, that performance, he may have slipped because it was only a triple-double with, 17 rebounds and 12 assists and 35 or 36 points. He probably just slipped to fourth, I would imagine, in Stephen A. Smith's. Who leaped to, you know what? In Stephen A. Smith's MVP voting rankings, who slipped ahead of the Joker after just a pathetic performance of 35 points, 12 assists, and 17 rebounds?
I'm sure Anthony Edwards went up even without playing.
Yes.
Even without playing.
Yeah.
Because Jokic just didn't do enough in the game that he played. So I'm sure Anthony Edwards just cooling it on the couch. His stock went up. Yeah, ridiculous. 35 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists, 6 steals. 6 steals, 2 blocks. Just give him the MVP already. If that does not happen, that is a basketball crime. But I don't worry about it. I think he's going to be the MVP going away. And, the Nuggets get the win. They rally. They bounce back after what Michael Malone said was an awful first half.
The first half, we were awful. And, I asked our players, at halftime, there was no rah-rah speech. I didn't break any backboard or clipboards or anything. And the only thing that changed was, we finally started playing hard.
So, only thing that changed is we started playing hard. Wow. You think there's a bit of mutiny there?
Mutiny?
Do you think they had a little second quarter mutiny?
A little second quarter mutiny? Let's
play hard.
Let's get outscored 34-19 in the second quarter and see what coach does. Let's see if we can push his buttons some
more. We'll show him. We'll show him. Tells us that same old Nuggets. Listen, man. That was a really, like that. And it wasn't like this big, 17-0 run or whatever. It was just methodical. Methodical.
Methodical and inevitable.
You're right.
Right. You just knew that eventually they would cap this thing off. Jamal Murray, 26 points, 12 assists in a full playmaking mode last night. So the Nuggets get the win. Meanwhile, well, I first of all, I want to give you a pat on the back because your belief in and you're pushing the idea of Sam Darnold for a couple months now.
Uh-huh.
Was borne out with the idea that both the Broncos and Vikings, both Sean Payton and Kevin O'Connell, offensive guys, knowing the importance of the quarterback, what they want to look for, processors, all that kind of thing, good decision to make, but that both of them wanted Darnold. And that Darnold had a choice. And he eventually chose Minnesota. So your level of disappointment in missing out on Darnold is what?
My level of disappointment is very high. I mean, listen, I understand why he chose Minnesota. Minnesota is a better football team. Minnesota is you know, with the receiving core they have, with the group they have, they're just in a better spot right now. And let's face it, Green Bay, I don't know what they're going to be. Detroit, how much staying power does Detroit have? I think they're good. I think they're a really good team. Chicago is still somewhat of a mess, and they're going to be that way for a while as they go through another rookie quarterback. Like, that is a place where you have an instant opportunity to compete for that division, where in this division, the Broncos are a far piece away from which seem on the surface, on paper, they're a far piece away from, you know, competing with Kansas City. The Chargers, like, who knows with Jim Harbaugh there, but it just feels like the Broncos were a little bit further away. And, you know, when you're a quarterback and you've got arguably the best receiver in football in Justin Jefferson on your roster, that makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, Jefferson, Hockenson, they're definitely Addison. Those are all guys that...
All the sins. Yeah.
A lot of sins.
Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson.
That's right.
They are... That's Sin City.
Minnesota's the NFL version of the Enemans.
Yeah. They're like a bunch of... That's like a Finnish roster. And they're Vikings, so that makes sense, right?
That makes sense, right? I suppose so. Finnish kind of Nordic.
Finnish is Nordic.
I guess it is. All up that way, right?
Scandinavian, it's all, sure, Finnish. Sure. Where do the Vikings come from? Like, what was their home establishment when they went out to
pillage?
What
was their home base before they left to pillage?
Before they left to pillage. It had to be.
It's a great word, pillage.
It is.
Just pillage.
Where was their home base?
I don't know.
The Vikings? You don't know?
I don't know where the Vikings' home base was, no.
They're like...
I would assume it was like Norway. Norway, yeah.
Norway.
Iceland, something like that.
Iceland.
Somewhere cold.
Finland.
Could be Finland.
Could be a land.
Could be.
Iceland.
All right.
Finland.
We are not going to go down this road.
I mean, inquiring minds want to know. There are a lot of people driving around right now going, where did the Vikings come from?
I always give a shout out to the 6 a.m. listeners. You are the best of the bunch, but shout out to all the 5 a.m. people. Highways, roads were busy this morning.
Oh, driving
a lot of people on the road around 5:30.
By the way, what did Sam Darnold get?
$10 million.
Was it a 1-year deal?
Yeah.
1 year, $10 million.
Yep.
Do you think the Broncos went that high?
Yes. He was choosing between the two of them.
Yeah.
So
I tried to talk him in, by the way, to come into the Broncos.
Really? Darnold?
When you met
with him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I mean, we had...
It's the first time hearing of this.
Yeah, I met with him. Well, I met with Purdy the last game of the season, even though I knew Purdy wasn't going to play.
Tell you what. Hold the story. I want to hear the story. And I want to know, and I want to talk about where they go from here, because some other free agent quarterbacks came off the board. So, what's the Broncos' next move for a veteran quarterback? That's next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Nuggets get the win last night, 125-119 over Toronto. We'll hear more from Michael Malone coming up in the morning brew. In case you missed it last night, Sam Darnold chose the Minnesota Vikings over the Denver Broncos. Both teams offered him a deal to come on board as a free agent quarterback. 1 year, $10 million. He chooses the Vikings, despite, Mark, your best efforts to entice
I did.
Sam Darnold to come here.
I did try to entice him. So I did the last two San Francisco games of the season. And first one I did was where we were in Washington. So Sunday, you know, I'm always down on the field pregame. I talk to coaches that I know, some coaches I don't know, player, and, you know, there's always a couple of players. I don't ever disturb anybody where they were really working, but, you know, there are players that wander up and say, hey, and whatever. And, like I talked to Christian in Washington and, you know, warming up, and I was kind of head over and say hi and check on him. But then Sam Darnold. So I spoke to Sam for probably 15 minutes or so. And then the last game of the season, I knew Sam was going to play, but I wanted to talk to Purdy again back-to-back weeks, and I wanted to talk to him about Sam. So yeah, that was the whole strategy, is like Sam Darnold. Like, because Kyle had told me so many glowing things about Sam Darnold against the Washington. So, and I hadn't really asked Purdy then because I knew Purdy was playing. Well, I knew Purdy wasn't playing, so I talked to him about just Sam Darnold, what he meant to him, how he approached, you know, being a backup and all this kind of stuff. And so anyhow, then I met with Sam pregame, and we talked for about 20 minutes. And just all the things that derailed his career early, and all the things that he didn't know, and all the situations that he was put in. And it was enlightening. And so then I said, you know, I was like, you know they're going to move on at the quarterback position, right? You realize that in Denver. And Sean is a damn good coach and blah, 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 blah. And I think you should come to Denver. You would love it in Denver. Denver's a great town. It's a great city. And they're starved for a quarterback. And, I think this would be a great fit for you. And so we chatted it up for a while. And anyhow, like 20 minutes, we ended up chatting. And obviously, he thought about the Broncos. He thought about this situation. Not because of me, obviously, but because it was, you know, the right thing to do. But he ended up choosing Minnesota, which I totally get. I totally understand.
So where do they go now? Because the free agents that came off the board yesterday, Sam Darnold goes to Minnesota. Jacoby Brissett goes to New England. Gardner Minshew goes to the Rams. So apparently your belief in...
Are you trying to get me? I thought Gardner went to the Raiders.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry. Rams, Raiders. Yeah.
Okay.
So that leaves now, tell me who you are zeroing in on next. Because the fact that, well, let's first of all back up. The fact that they went after Sam Darnold, does that tell you that they are determined to bring in another veteran quarterback? That they are determined to bring in a free agent quarterback? Or was this the guy?
I think Sam Darnold, well, who's left?
So you've got Mason Rudolph. You got to perhaps trade for Sam Howell, perhaps a trade for Zach Wilson, perhaps a trade for Justin Fields. Jimmy Garoppolo's still out there. Ryan Tannehill's still out there. Jameis Winston is still out there. So let's just go with that group.
Wow. It's kind of a wah, wah, wah.
Well, you had plenty of people who thought your belief in Sam Darnold was wah, wah, wah.
Well, yeah, but there's plenty of people that thought that Sean Payton tried to sabotage Russ, too. So,
this is sad.
Yeah, that's right. Those people are sad. Wow. So you said Ryan Tannehill, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson,
Sam Howell. Those last three are trades. You could go out and you could sign Tannehill. You could sign Winston. You can sign Mason Rudolph. Or you could just punt none of them and go draft a quarterback in the first round. Or you could draft a quarterback in rounds two or three and pair him with Jarrett Stidham.
Zowie.
This
changes things.
This is the Zowie class left over, huh?
Yeah. Well, who would you feel most confident in that group? The guy that I would feel most confident in not only starting for the Broncos, but also having a hand in mentoring would be Ryan Tannehill.
If you are determined to draft a first-round quarterback, correct? Well, no, because if you're going to see that's why I've never understood. And I think if they had
Drew Locke,
all right, Drew Locke, I forgot about Drew. You're right. I forgot about Drew. Drew's out there.
Drew would be my next guy.
Drew would be your next guy. No kidding. Out of all those guys, you'd take Drew.
Yeah, I think the upside is, the potential upside is tremendous. And I think, very much like I think with Sam Darnold, I think Drew came out of college not knowing anything, and he wasn't helped here by the powers that be. You know, the maturity factor, the lack of, working on throwing incompletions and the whole nine yards. I just think there was a lack of football knowledge imparted upon Drew. And I think the last couple of years, under the guys that he has played, under Shane Waldron, who's another one of those Kyle Shanahan, it's a Sean McVay disciple. I think Drew learned a ton. And I think he has acquitted himself quite well. So he might be the next guy.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, looks like players don't think nearly as highly of Sean Payton as you do. Proof is in the pudding. None of them wanted to play for Sean.
That's so stupid. That's so dumb. Did Will Lutz want to play for Sean? He signed with Jacksonville, and then Sean came back, and he ended up going back to the Broncos, right? Do you understand how dumb that sounds? Of all the coaches, there was a couple coaches with A's, and then there was like they got graded by the Players Association. Two coaches with A's, and then there was like 12 coaches with A-minuses, and Sean was one of them. And then they went to B's, and there's a C's and a one D, I think. Which you can imagine, that was the Raiders guy who got fired.
Hurricane Josh.
Yeah.
Well, as far as choosing or not choosing Sean, the only free agent that we know that they lost, that they were heavily invested in, was Sam Darnold. And Darnold chose Minnesota over Denver. I don't know if it was as much choosing Kevin O'Connell over Sean Payton as much as it was choosing Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, and Jordan Addison over Marvin Mims and Tim Patrick and Brandon Johnson. What would you do if you were a free agent quarterback, Dexter?
You want to go to Sin City or you want to come here? With all the sins. Hockenson, Jordison.
Jordison. You just combined the two.
Yeah.
It's like
Addison.
It's like Bennifer.
Yeah. Addison, Jefferson.
Morning Brew coming up. Michael Malone with a much different tone after this performance, which had a giant lapse in the middle of it than the compared to the last one. We'll take a look at the other moves that the Broncos made in free agency. That's all coming up in the Brew next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, another Nugget game where they took a quarter off, but still found a way to get a win. In this case, they took off the second quarter. Got outscored 34-19. They were trailing by as many as 22 points in this game at one point, but they roared back in the second half, outscoring Toronto 74-51 to rally. Nikola Jokic, stop me if you've heard this before, another amazing performance, triple-double, 35 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists. How about Jamal Murray? 26 points and 12 assists for Michael Malone's team.
The first half, we were awful. And, I asked our players, at halftime, there was no rah-rah speech. I didn't break any backboard, clipboards, or anything. And the only thing that changed was, we finally started playing hard.
Oh, it's funny what can happen when you play hard.
Mm-hmm.
Different tone, though, for Michael Malone in this one. So you had the game the other day against Utah where they ran out to this huge lead.
Right.
Let him back into the game.
Yep.
And he was really upset.
Yes.
Even though he ended up winning by 21.
Very angry.
They come out. They fall behind early. Again, another period, another quarter in which they're not engaged. But they come back. And after the game, he's all about how proud he is and, the resiliency that they show.
A little good cop, bad cop.
That's what I thought, right? Yeah. You can't rip him again, right? You had to come out and praise him. Build him up. Break him down, build him up.
How would Stephen A. Smith, how would he describe Joker's MVP candidacy based upon they only play three quarters? Yeah, he would say something to the effect of, like, the Joker can't lead him for four quarters. He only plays three. Something like that.
Something you know? Like that.
Yeah.
Identical.
Yeah.
So the Nuggets get the win. Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., 19 points apiece.
That's ignorance.
Nuggets get the win. They're now 45-20. They now head out on the road for a finals rematch in South Beach with the Heat. They play there tomorrow night. Kind of a weird game. They play there tomorrow night, and then they came right back home to... then they take on San Antonio.
Don't they have a four-game road trip?
Yeah, that game against San Antonio is being played. Where is that game being played? I just had that on the tip of my tongue, and I'm brain cramping.
It's not in San Antonio?
No, it's a neutral site. Guys, help me out on that one, will you?
Neutral site?
Yeah.
What kind of neutral site?
What kind of
shenanigans is the NBA trying to pull on us?
We'll get that to you here in a second. We'll get that to you here in a second. Right. Next on the Morning Brew, Broncos free agency. The one that got away, they did make a bid for Sam Darnold, as Mark hoped they would. But Sam Darnold had similar offers from the Broncos and Vikings and chose Minnesota. So that quarterback is off the board. They did make some free agent moves as they signed. Their bigger move was signing a safety, Brandon Jones, formerly of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a 3-year, $20 million deal.
Right.
By the way, he, PJ Locke, and Caden Stearns all played at Texas together.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
That's a good little nugget right there. And again, it just goes to show you, and we broke this down on the Sink of Truth podcast, it goes to show you what's happened to the safety position, this coveted position that was all about get yourself a middle of the field eraser, pay him $15 million a year. Man, has that market dried up. Boy, what's the NFL telling you about the safety position right now? It's not nearly as important as it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the Fangio effect, man. I'm telling you. The Fangio effect. It's the shell defense. Why are we paying safeties? Man, it's changed. Just a couple of short years, Mike.
Vic Fangio. Man.
Vic Fangio. Ruins quarterbacks and ruins the safety position.
Just destroying football as he goes about his business. By the way, that game between the Nuggets and Spurs is in Austin, Texas.
In Austin?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great place.
At the Moody Center in Austin, Texas.
Have you ever been to Austin?
I have. Long time ago.
Austin is kind of a, like, it's kind of an artsy-fartsy. It's like anti-Texas.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that you're in Texas.
Right. It's kind of the one little, almost like the little liberal wing of Texas, right? I mean, you walk into a Starbucks, there's some dude strumming a guitar in there. You know?
Hair bun.
Yeah, hair. Oh, definitely a hair bun. You know who'd fit in? Josh Dover.
That's right.
Josh Dover could move to Austin and you'd think, oh, you were born and raised here, huh? Right. You got a hair bun.
So the game will be played at the University of Texas.
Okay, all right. Good.
Will Lutz looked like he was going to Jacksonville, then changed his mind and decided to come back to Denver. I can't help but wonder if...
What happened to McMiniman out there?
McManus left and went to Washington.
He did?
He went
to the nation's capital?
He did.
Wow. The nation's capital. Washington.
So, I wonder if that was a case of George Payton did the negotiations and Will said, yeah, I'm going to Jacksonville. And then Sean called up and said, no, you're not going to Jacksonville.
No, you're staying back right
here. You're staying.
It does go to show you the kind of relationship those guys forged, right?
Yes.
And how much, you know, how much Sean has meant to Will Lutz. I think during the tough times, like Sean kind of was there, so which is great, good for him.
Kush leaves, goes to the Titans, gets what is now making him the third highest paid center in football.
Yeah, that's spending A+ money on a B+ player.
Well, that's free agency.
Yeah.
Spending A+ money on B+ players. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He went to Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche kick off a road trip through British Columbia and Alberta.
Throw another shrimp on the bobby.
That's not...
Right?
That's not British Columbia.
BC.
And Alberta. It's Canada, not Australia. I'm sure they love shrimp, especially over there in British Columbia by the ocean. But
same thing.
Sure. So they head to Calgary tonight with Nathan MacKinnon. Mark, you love this. Won last week's coveted first star.
As long as he's playing at home, that guy's going to score at least a point.
At least a point?
At least a point. How many games in a row has he scored at least a point at home? He's creeping up like cheap underpants on Wayne Gretzky, right?
That is correct. He's at 31, 32. So he's got a chance. But this time, they're out on the road. So okay. We'll see how the new look Avalanche.
So he can take the night off.
Looking to gel with all their new guys. We see how they do as they head out on the road. Probably with a bunch of new guys on the team. It's good to get on the road.
New guys.
Hang out.
Is this a new trip?
Hang out.
They're not bringing their moms on this trip, are they? remember when they took their moms to Vegas?
Yes.
And they just got trounced in Vegas because everybody stayed up all night worried about their moms. And
new.
Zach Wilson was in town.
New guys. MacKinnon at 32, by the way, straight. One more on the Morning Brew. Well, what do you know? Very quietly, look at these DU Pioneers sneaking up like cheap underpants as they have played themselves into the Summit League Championship game tonight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as they will battle South Dakota State. The Pioneers winning a couple of games in this tournament, and they find themselves one win away from going to the NCAA tournament.
How about that?
These are the kind of conference tournaments that some of these teams in power conferences, they hate teams like DU. They hate them because the fear is that, you know, the Pios win the conference championship and they'll still take maybe the best team during the regular season in the Summit. They would get two teams, perhaps, and that would knock a bubble team off the bubble. That sometimes happens. But first things first, who cares about that? It's all about the Pios. Tonight against South Dakota State, they split against South Dakota State this season, but they're playing in South Dakota.
Okay.
So it's a road game.
I wonder what the temperature is there. I know they play inside.
My brother-in-law sent
me a text yesterday because he's in North Dakota, and I don't really delineate between North and South Dakota. They're both Dakotas, so they're both freezing cold. Both the Dakotas are. And it was, the temperature yesterday morning was minus 43, but it felt like minus 62.
Oh, jeez.
With the wind chill.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider. We got a lot to cover with Mike. What direction do they go in now that Sam Darnold has chosen the Vikings over the Broncos? That's next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Well, Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco Insider, and he joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Mike, good morning. I'm like to start with the pursuit of Sam Darnold. Were the offers the same, and it was just simply choosing the Vikings over the Broncos?
I don't know if they were quite the same. $10 million seems like it was a little high for Sam Darnold. Jacoby Brissett was $8 million. That seemed a little high. The market jumped for those guys, the backup quarterbacks this year. But I do know the primary reason was, the Vikings had just more to offer. You know, better receivers. Hockenson tore up his knee last year, but a terrific tight end. You play indoors. And really, what the Vikings have as a backup, you know, Stidham would be a lot harder to beat out. I think, you know, they were probably selling Sam that he would be the starter. But they don't have any backup, really, to speak of in Minnesota. So that all kind of added up. The Kevin O'Connell system, I think he's familiar with. So the primary reason was he wanted to go to the Vikings.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Kevin O'Connell. He comes from the Rams, which is Sean McVay, who worked under Kyle Shanahan. So they run the exact same language, what he did last year. A little bit different from a personnel standpoint, what Minnesota uses versus San Francisco. But it's the same language. It's the same offense. Just, you know, a little bit more three-wide personnel than double tight ends or double backs. Let me ask you this then, Mike. Where do they go from here? Yeah, where do they go from here, Mike? At the quarterback?
Well, all I know is they got other options. And, you know, I heard Jimmy Garoppolo's name just a little bit. I don't know if they go into the trade market now or Justin Fields and Sam Howell might be available. I haven't quite shaken that out. I mean, the Sam Darnold was their pursuit yesterday. I think they knew when they went to bed last night that Sam Darnold was going to the Vikings, and they were discussing other options, and we'll see when they convene this morning. I'm sure they're convening now at Dove Valley to decide their next course of action.
Mike, you've said many times on this show that you believe the Broncos and Sean like Jarrett Stidham. We know that they pursued Sam Darnold. So what kind of clues can that give us as to their interest in drafting a quarterback with their first-round pick or moving up for a quarterback with their first-round pick? Because if you have Stidham and you sign a veteran quarterback, doesn't that seem like overkill at the position if you're drafting a quarterback that high?
No, I still think I think the idea is to have those two veterans maybe compete. And then I still think you take a quarterback at number 12. Now maybe if it was Sam Darnold, you know, maybe you decide you're not going to trade up from 12. If you don't get Sam Darnold, maybe they do decide they better trade up to get the guy they want in the draft. But I do think, you know, this kind of bridge quarterback is kind of what I've been calling them, you know, to compete with Stidham. And I think they're going to back that up by taking a quarterback in the draft. Right now I would lean toward, it's a lean, not a certainty, that they take a quarterback in the first round.
So, Mike, let me ask you, you look at their draft situation. I look at where the draft falls right now, and I think the Giants are moving off Daniel Jones. So I think them at six, you'd have to get ahead of them. I don't know if the Chargers are going to be willing to bargain with Denver at five. So the Cardinals at four. Do you have enough draft capital to go from 12 to maybe five or four? And if you don't, then you're just left with what's over at 12, right? I mean, like, do they have a guy that they really like in this draft at the quarterback position?
Well, yeah, they I think right now the way it's setting up, you got to get ahead of Minnesota at 11, because Minnesota with Darnold is still going to take a quarterback. The answer is no, they don't have a capital to get that high. They might have seven is Tennessee, right? And they're not taking a quarterback with Will Levis. Who's eight? Who's number eight in the draft?
That's Atlanta.
You know, seven
Atlanta.
Or eight is,
yeah. Atlanta's eight, so, and the Bears are nine.
Yeah, so Atlanta, they're not going to take a quarterback. Right. So 7, 8, 9 is roughly where the Broncos would go if they're trading up, and I think they'd have enough to do that, but that's not going to be easy. That's going to be giving up quite a bit. It depends where they rate out those middle three quarterbacks. You know, the Knicks, McCarthy and Michael Penix. I think the order of those three from the Broncos' perspective is McCarthy, Knicks, and Penix. And you have to see. I mean, that's I think if Drake May falls somehow, some way, then maybe the Broncos think about, let's say Drake May falls and he's still there on the board to seven. I don't think there's any way possible that happens. But, you know, other than a fall from the top three, they just got to take the best one that's there, you know, at number 12. And, you know, I think either Nix or McCarthy, I know there's a lot of talk of McCarthy going higher. Maybe I'm not sure about that. You know, if you're the New York Giants, it seems to me like McCarthy's similar to what Daniel Jones was 4 or 5 years ago as a prospect, and Jones went number six that year. I don't know. It's there's a lot that can happen here between now and the draft. There'll be a lot of shifting, but the Broncos, I think, right now, the leader in the clubhouse would be to take one of those middle three quarterbacks at number 12.
All right, Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
See you guys.
There he goes, Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider. God bless you, Mark. He's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. 4 Down Territory coming your way next.